science.
Speaking of science and speaking of incredible bravery, well, I'm a bit of afraid of the dark. Well, perhaps dark matter, that is. To help us understand this and more from the wide world of scientific research, I'm joined with Radio National's Science and Health Content Director, Jonathan Webb. Look, Jonathan, welcome to RN Drive. But before we start talking about some new mapping of the dark web, tell me what, or the dark matter. What is it? Yeah, what actually is it?
What is it? That is an excellent question, and we still don't really know. We're pretty sure it's there, and that it doesn't do anything with light. That's why it's dark. It doesn't really seem to interact with anything really, including light. So it's a bit of a mystery. It's completely invisible, but we're pretty sure it's there because if it wasn't, everything would fall apart. If you look at how much stuff there is out there in space and how fast it's spinning, so, you know, great big galaxies, big collections of stars that are wheeling around in space, if there wasn't more mass there than we could see, there's too much going on for them to hold together. They'd just fly apart. So something has to be there holding it together. And our best explanation for what that is this invisible particle that we've never caught called dark matter.
But really basic question. I mean, isn't space a vacuum? So how can you have dark matter or any other kind of matter?
Bits of it are very close to a vacuum, yeah, but there is a lot of dark matter there. And one of the reasons that we can detect it is because of surveys like this. So the reason we're talking about it today is we've got results from something called the Dark Energy Survey. Dark energy is something else, which we can come to in a minute if you like. But basically, they're mapping where all the dark matter is out there in the universe, because it's not just kind of floating it around. It seems to really clump together in a way that, as I said, kind of holds the universe together, if you like. And because it comes together in those big clumps, we can't see it, but we can see some of the effect it has. If you kind of, this is a metaphor I pinched from a physicist when I was covering a story like this years ago. Imagine like a bathroom window, one of those ones that's kind of dimpled glass so that the light warps as it comes through. It's a bit like that. When we're looking way out deep into space, the light from some of those faraway stars gets warped, and the stars and the galaxies don't look the way that they should. So by doing lots of, you know, fancy and expensive maths and taking really detailed photos of millions of different galaxies out there in the sky, these scientists have started to build up the best ever map of exactly where all the dark matter is out there.
Well, look, I really want to come back down to Earth, because a group of scientists in Australia at the Victor Chang Institute have made a groundbreaking discovery that could prevent miscarriages and birth defects. What did the team find?
Yeah, this is really interesting research, as you say, just out today.
And it's all about Vegemite.
Well, yeah, Vegemite does come into it because it's a good source of vitamin B3. But they started out doing some genetics. So this is a group that's interested in the way that defects are passed on from parents to offspring. And they were looking in particular at heart defects. But they found four families with very kind of severe abnormalities in the babies, and looked exactly at what genes were causing them. And they found several related genes that all pointed to a molecule called NAD. And NAD is a very common molecule in the body. It's involved in lots of processes. And we didn't have any inkling before this that it was involved in fetal development, in healthy fetal development.
Do you find this stuff?
Well, it's throughout all of your cells, but to help your body produce it, you can eat niacin, so vitamin B3, which we find in lots of different foods, including Vegemite, as you said. But the key thing that they did was then took mice, right? So they've found these genes in families with inherited disorders, and they mimicked that. They deleted the genes in mice and found, sure enough, that the mouse pups had quite similar defects. But if they put niacin or vitamin B3 into the mouse's diet, then the pups would turn out normal. So it does seem to be that this particular molecule, that this NAD, which comes from eating enough vitamin B3, has a role. But it's a bit too early to start prescribing, you know, guzzling Vegemite to pregnant mums. It's probably enough. We don't know how much is needed, but there's probably enough in standard prenatal vitamins as far as
Fantastic.
We know at the moment.
Radio National's Health and Science Content Director, Jonathan Webb, thanks so much for speaking to RN Drive. Do stay with us. There's more coming up after the news.